Hi there, Boo people. I'm just going to do a quick review of an award-winning kebab restaurant. It really is award-winning. The Evening Standard, I think, gave it the award last year. And it's called the Metze, M-E-Z-E. It's in midway between New Cross and Lewisham on St. John's Hill, at the top of the hill, just as you head down towards Lewisham on the left-hand side. And, as I say, it's won an award. Now, we tried to go to another place yesterday. We were looking for hi-fi bits and pieces, me and my friend Angus, also known as Harrow Geordie. And because it was closed, I presume it's closed because it's the holiday season, not because it's closed down. Hope not, because it's one of my favourite Chinese places on earth, the Orient in Deptford High Street. We decided we'd go down, because it's not too far away, it's a 15-minute walk up to New Cross and into the Metze, because we'd heard good things about it. So we indeed went there. Right, so what can I say about it? We had a bit of a no-dog issue, but then as soon as Mr. Geordie protested that it was a guide dog and there was a bit of an eye-to-eye contact with the customers versus the waiting staff, it was all okay, it was all buried and forgotten about. So, as was Kira. She hid under the table like a good girl, like she generally is. Anyway, so we ordered the starters. We had, both of us had the pizzas. There's lots of cold starters, typical things like hummus and various bits of cucumbers, broad beans and tahini and whatever else you get served at kebab places. But the Turkish pizza sounded the most interesting, and indeed it was. It was two pieces of fold-over pizza, kind of thin base with minced meat, onions and some kind of tomato-based sauce on there. And quite tasty and cheap it was too. Yummy, in fact. Then we ordered the kebabs. Now, there's various different combinations of, you know, meat on a stick or meat on skewers, skewered kebabs, chicken, lamb, lamb's liver, I think was one of them. You could get quails as well, chicken, barbecue chicken skewers, and so on. I decided to go for the £12.50 kebab, which came with two pieces of meat, one lamb, one chicken, a salad, which is kind of nice, fresh-tasting salad, loads of different things, carrot, cabbage, some chilies on there. I think there was a bit of onion on there as well. I said carrot, didn't I? And the whole thing came with a Greek yogurt, which is kind of nice. A bit of garlic in the Greek yogurt as well. Give it a bit of tasty, pasty-ish, garlicky sort of zing. Mixed in nicely with the sauce. And the meat, I'd say, was pretty good quality. I'd give it about 8 out of 10 for quality. And it was cooked to perfection, so no complaints there. However, this is sad. The service was good. There's actually nothing inherently wrong with the place. And yet it was an award winner, so the bar was set pretty high by this fact. I reviewed a place in Upton Park, Manor Park, nearby, near East Ham, a couple of weeks ago. And this is, you get a bigger portion. The meat is equally good, if not slightly better. There's lots more of it, and the prices are less. So there is nothing wrong with the Metze. It's a very good kebab house, actually. It's a very good kebab restaurant. But I would give it a good mark. I'd give it about 9 out of 10. I'd say the prices are a bit high, so it might get knocked down. In fact, I'm probably going to give it 7 because the prices, I think, were a bit steep compared to what you get in East London, in Manor Park, where I can't refault it. I think I gave that 9.5 out of 10 and still would. I think in comparison, the Metze and the Istanbul, which I'm afraid I can't help comparing one against the other, the Istanbul wins far ahead and away. But if you're in South East London and you fancy a kebab or something kind of vaguely Turkish, Cypriot, Greeky sort of Mediterranean fodder, you won't really go wrong here. You won't be disappointed. You won't go home crying. But if you want the real deal, head off down to the Istanbul towards Stratford and have yourself a jolly fat meal, a huge gut buster. Go home not only crying with the weight of it all, but with joy and excitement at the thought of all that meat festering inside your guts. All right, that's me. That's my boo for today, and I shall speak to you and boo to you later on. See you later, chaps. Bye.